Hot Business on Hot 1027 with MoneyWeb.
The short-term rental market in South Africa, particularly Airbnb, is booming. But this rapid growth hasn't come without a degree of friction, particularly in sectional title properties, where noise complaints, security concerns, and rules violations have led to increasing tensions. So while freehold property owners have the freedom to rent as they please, sectional title owners are bound by complex legal frameworks, body corporate rules, and I think I'm correct in saying evolving government regulation. So with new regulation on the horizon that could mandate mandatory registration, stricter conduct rules, and even hospitality taxes, my question tonight is, what do property investors and landlords need to know to stay compliant while remaining profitable? So if you're in this position, you're going to find this conversation very instructive, I think. I'm joined by Grant Smee, Chief Executive Officer of Only Realty Property Group. So Grant, good evening to you. I want to start with a core issue. Should sectional title owners have the same rights as freehold owners when it comes to short-term letting?
Evening, Jeremy. To answer your question, I don't think that's sort of a fair way to look at owning property in sectional title. You've bought into a sectional title scheme. As part of that, you own a joint communal area and you share communal access to property. And you really need to be considerate of those people that own in those complexes with you.
So it's taking cognizance of community living dynamics, which are completely different to a freehold situation.
Absolutely. I mean, that you know, when you live in sort of dense communities, you've got to consider both your neighbors through the wall, but also people that are affected by people arriving into complexes, using communal areas, making use of your property in a way that might not be, you know, normal living, for example, having a party late at night and having excessive guests. So there's lots of issues around or potentially around short-term letting that does affect owners in these sectional title complexes.
Grant, have you ever monitored the complaints and concerns from short-term rental properties? What's worrying people?
So the biggest issue actually in South Africa, and I think it's a sort of a standard issue with a lot of property ownership, is security. You know, who are the tenants that are coming into the property, who are staying there for short-term periods, who are they allowing into the complexes in particular? So security is of primary concern for most people. And the noise complaints and sort of rowdiness complaints are far, far fewer. It really primarily sits with security.
A lot of investors, though, bought intersectional title units, and just work with my thinking here, with short-term letting in mind. In other words, it was an investment that was going to bring a certain return. So if there are new laws or rules that are going to either ban or at least restrict Airbnb in a complex, this is going to be of concern to those property owners. So one, do they have any legal recourse, and are they then wasting their time in looking for an investment opportunity like this?
So the first thing is, I don't think they have legal recourse. I think really a lot of short-term owners had made hay while the sun shines without regulation around this industry. It's internationally, there's actively regulation being applied in various cities and countries around the world. So I think it's just the nature of the process where we are following suit. And I think it's an important part to have this industry regulated and not just almost a free-for-all, because that does also impact their investments. So I think they don't have legal recourse, but I think also the implementation of infrastructure and regulation around this space, as long as it's reasonable and it's well thought out, which sometimes isn't the case with the government, but as long as there's regulations that is well thought out, it's an important part of the process.
So what, in your opinion, is reasonable or well thought out then?
So I think, you know, limitation of the amount of property that it goes into the short-term market, that's certainly something that's regulated internationally and would have an impact, particularly in Cape Town. And that really speaks to licensing of the properties. You spoke about hospitality taxes. I think that is an important revenue stream for the government, and it assists in sort of infrastructure costs and other areas of government. So I think that's something that could be come into place. But then also regulation of landlords themselves, that they're not putting properties on the market that are maybe unsafe or not ideal for short-term letting, where it impacts people or has an impact on the client. So I think there's various sort of spaces that regulations need to apply. And maybe where they don't is sort of an all-out ban of short-term letting, which is spoken about regularly as well.
And very noble and laudable intentions, but enforcement is always going to be an issue.
Yeah, absolutely. A key South African issue is enforcement of any laws and sort of, you know, nitpicking at certain areas. So I think it is important that if they do bring in the regulations, that there are properly regulated, proper licensing processes in place, and it's properly proper registration and tracking of those is important. That would be sort of a collaboration between government and those, for example, the websites that provide short-term letting opportunities, as well as landlords that are active in the space that are actually looking to be professional short-term landlords.
Grant, I suppose you could always get ahead of the problem at the get-go, and the ball would fall within the purview of body corporates. Do they have the power to impose a minimum lease period and even ban short-term rentals? And if that's the case, then it could almost get ahead, if you get what I'm saying, of those regulations that are yet to be imposed.
Yeah, I think, you know, some body corporates do jump ahead of the game and try and sort of ban short-term letting. I think that's sort of short-sighted of them. It does have an impact on property values, particularly in sort of high tourist areas. But certainly putting regulations in place at a body corporate level that maybe limits, again, the amount of Airbnbs or limit the length of time that a property can be used on short-term is certainly something to consider. Again, you need to look at the location of the property, how it might impact property values, and also your intention as a body corporate or trustee with the property in the future, because you know, where it's ideal for you now to ban it, you may look to in the future to take advantage of the short-term market. So it's really a balancing act between the requirements of all the residents there and how it impacts their values.
Some landlords could argue that Airbnb guests, for instance, are not really different from long-term tenants when it comes to noise or even property damage. Could this be a case of short-term guests being scapegoated?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, I think there's also an issue around long-term tenants that are not properly vetted by landlords when they are desperate for their property to be rented out, and same on the short-term space, people not doing things correctly. So it is an issue with that on the short-term space and short-term tenants being scapegoated. I agree with you.
So last question then, given the uncertainty around these regulations, is short-term letting, in your opinion, still a smart investment strategy while all these balls are still in the air?
You know, I think you said something earlier, which is get ahead of the game. So if you do intend to be a short-term letting investor and a short-term letting property owner, make sure that your properties are safe and secure. You go into body corporates where there's active communication with body corporates on their intentions. Maybe involve yourself in the body corporate to make sure that you have the best interest not only of the body corporate but also the short-term business at heart. And then potentially, if you're not able to engage with a short-term letting professional company who would take care of those sort of issues that are sort of upcoming in terms of regulations, and make sure that your properties properly regulated for the laws that are coming in place.
Well, I suspect that many hot listeners might find themselves in this position, so that really is good advice. Grant Smee, I'm going to thank you, Chief Executive Officer of Only Realty Property Group. Always appreciate your time, and have a good evening.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.